Are Young Thug's leaked jail calls about to kick off a whole new rap civil war?
Young Thug has been now again in another controversy due to new leaked jail calls and people calling him a snitch.
Once upon a time, Young Thug was seen as one of the rap game's biggest visionaries. People called him the next Lil Wayne, the new King of Atlanta, and even celebrated him as a creative genius. But over the last couple of years, Thugger's legacy has been under siege. After being arrested on RICO charges and spending years behind bars, Thug nearly lost everything. And even though he's now technically a free man, Young Thug might be in more danger than ever before. That's exactly why we're doing a full-fledged breakdown on Young Thug's reign over Atlanta hip-hop and his humiliating fall from grace. What actually went down during Thug's super controversial RICO trial? Who did Thug accuse of snitching? And what's going on with his leaked phone calls from jail? We've listened to hours of Young Thug's leaked phone calls to give you the full picture of what's going on behind the scenes. What did Thug have to say about Drake, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, and Future? And why will these phone calls totally shake up the rap game? Finally, we're gonna answer the most important question of it all. Who exactly is trying to expose Young Thug? Will he be able to come back from this, or will his reputation forever be cooked?
Those two rap superstars, the headliners on this indictment, but the top prosecutor here in Fulton County says this indictment will help get gang members off the street who she says are responsible for 80% of the violence we see in Metro Atlanta.
Back in May of 2022, Young Thug's world came crashing down. That's when he was arrested and hit with a massive state RICO case that not only targeted him, but a ton of other people who were affiliated with his label, YSL Records. According to prosecutors, YSL Records wasn't just a music label. It was a full-fledged criminal organization responsible for trafficking drugs, committing murder, and inflicting violence all across Atlanta. And those same prosecutors accused Jeffrey Williams, aka Young Thug, aka King Slime, of being the shot caller behind all of YSL's alleged hits. In total, the cops arrested 27 other YSL affiliates on RICO charges, making this one of the biggest court cases in Georgia state history. But right from the start, the case against Young Thug and YSL was highly controversial. Prosecutors used Thug's own song lyrics against him, claiming that his music counted as evidence. Free speech advocates and fans strongly believe that this was a huge violation of Young Thug's First Amendment rights. Meanwhile, Young Thug's protege, Gunna, an artist signed to YSL, made headlines when he took a so-called Alford plea. An Alford plea basically means that Gunna pleaded guilty and admitted to court that YSL was a gang, but that he himself was innocent. After serving months in jail, Gunna was set free, but Thug was still behind bars. Young Thug continued to spend years behind bars and lockup until October of 2024 when he took a plea deal. Thug was released from jail, but with massive probation conditions that restricted his freedom. The judge ordered that Thug would spend a whopping 15 years on probation. He also restricted from rapping anything that, in the judge's interpretation, promotes gang violence or a gang culture, and if he violates his probation, he could instantly be hit with a 20-year prison sentence. So after spending nearly 2.5 years behind bars, Young Thug was technically a free man, but with major, major restrictions. Still, fans were hyped to see their favorite rapper make a comeback and proclaim his crown as one of the South's biggest artists.
His plea agreement saved him from what could have been a maximum 120-year prison sentence if convicted on all charges.
But things didn't quite turn out that way. In the years since Young Thug got out of jail, his comeback moves have been kind of sloppy. Fans have called his music inconsistent and criticized him for being low energy and lethargic. More than anything, people just seem to feel that Young Thug's heart just wasn't in the rap game anymore. While Thugger used to be acclaimed for pushing the boundaries of fashion and music, his aura definitely wasn't what it used to be. And to add insult to injury, Gunna seemed to be running laps around him. While Gunna avoided addressing the allegations that he snitched on YSL, his three post-jail albums all did huge numbers on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. Countless rappers, including Lil Baby, Lil Durk, and Freddie Gibbs, criticized Gunna for taking the Alford plea and branded him a rat. Even Drake, a former Gunna collaborator, took shots at him for allegedly backstabbing Young Thug.
Business is business, you owe me this time. Slime on your head, Nickelodeon time.
The rat allegations drew a line in the sand for the entire rap game. Despite his massive success, Gunna was seen as being disloyal and disrespecting the street code. Some fans turned on him, claiming that he was a snitch who threw Young Thug and his record label under the bus during a high-stakes RICO trial. But then, everything got a whole lot more complicated.
I come to the conclusion that Young Thug was in there bored and probably thought he wasn't getting out. Because for him to just have these type of conversations and not care is crazy.
On August 27th of 2025, a two-hour interrogation video leaked that featured Young Thug disclosing a 2015 shooting. That shooting targeted Lil Wayne, who was both Thug's idol and rival. In the interrogation tape, Thug alleges that a YSL affiliate named Pee Wee Roscoe sold Wayne weed. Some fans, especially social media accounts affiliated with Gunna, immediately accused Thug of ratting out his own people. People claim that the interrogation footage clearly indicated that Young Thug's hands weren't clean and that he himself might have snitched. But Pee Wee Roscoe, the same guy Thug named during his interrogation, defended Thugger, claiming that he was just misdirecting investigators and doing what he was supposed to do.
And Jeff, clean his Listerine, man, clean his Ivory soap. You feel what I'm saying? I done the time, I did that. That's what you're supposed to do. When you go in the interrogation room, that's what you do. He told me, man, we sell the Wayne Carter weed. What the fuck is wrong with you? Keep it solid. Keep it overly real. You feel what I'm saying? Really? Try to pull me out the hole.
Thug denied snitching allegations on social media, writing, quote, "Stop trying to make me one of these boys. Death before dishonor." But not everybody agreed. 21 Savage, who had a close relationship with Thugger, unfollowed him as soon as the snitching allegations hit social media. But things got even worse for Thug because that interrogation tape was only the beginning. Someone out there was leaking Young Thug's private jailhouse phone calls to the public, and those hours of audio contained some extremely damaging behind-the-scenes info and gossip. In multiple calls, Young Thug could be heard discussing Gunna's plea deal and how personally hurt he felt by his artist allegedly snitching on him. Thug even discussed Gunna directly with 21 Savage, claiming that he couldn't ever make amends with his former artist.
Broke my heart, bro. I can't believe it, bro. What the fuck, bro? They said YSL should end, bro. Then they said, yes, ma'am, bro. Like,
damn, bro. Yeah, man, drop the album.
It gets even deeper, though. At one point, Thug even mentions how he paid a, quote, plug to generate streams for Gunna so that his post-jail comeback album, A Gift and a Curse, could hit number one and beat The Weeknd's album, Dawn FM. Thug claimed during his jail call that he bought 50,000 botted streams, all to help Gunna out, which reveals a lot about how Thug ran his label. But Thug also talks shit about some of the biggest rappers in the game, including some of his most loyal collaborators. In one call, Young Thug blasted J. Cole for not working with Youngboy Never Broke Again, alleging that Cole wasn't doing enough to help younger rappers.
Look, you ain't never in your life sold more record than this boy, this young man. Did you think it, man? Don't like y'all niggas music either.
What's ironic about this is that Cole has worked with Young Thug numerous times. In fact, one of Thug's biggest and most successful songs is a J. Cole collab called The London, which went 3x platinum. Thug also talks about Kendrick Lamar, claiming that Kendrick curved him for a guest verse.
Why wouldn't you want to do a feature for a superstar? I don't be understanding that type of shit. Supposed to be a who blessed me. That's why it'll never be bigger than Drake, ever in life.
But Thug also had a lot of smoke for Future. Future has done countless collabs with Young Thug and even recorded a tribute song for Thug while he was fighting his court case called Where My Twin At. But on those jail calls, Thug unloaded the clip on Future, calling him a buster, retarded, and claiming Future wasn't a proper father to his kids. Quote, "You supposed to be locked in 100% with your kids, but you locked in 100% with these bitches. That's the wrong way to go."
Next I pull up to the studio, you ask me what to say on the song and how you should start off your song. Then this girl in the room, now you acting like you don't hear me saying, telling you that. I don't know what image you trying to get off to these girls, but you're an idiot.
Young Thug shitting on Future sent shockwaves throughout Atlanta and instantly divided fans. While some people felt that Thug was just venting in private, others felt like he was being petty and chatty as fuck.
So Drake like the industry OG. For a lot of people.
And then it because of the way you say in the songs or none of that. It's because he with every fucking body.
Mm-hmm.
But those jail calls kept leaking, and they revealed something pretty disturbing about Drake's behind-the-scenes behavior. Ever since Thug got locked up on RICO charges, Drake has been another ride-or-die YSL supporter. In fact, once Thugger got out of jail, Drake reportedly flew directly to him and gave him $1 million cash as a welcome home gift. But Thug seemed to have mixed feelings about Drake while he was locked up. While in jail, he criticized Drake for permanently damaging a relationship with producer Metro Boomin. If you remember, Metro was hugely influential during 2024's landmark Drake and Kendrick beef. He produced a Drake diss record Like That and was pretty vocal about how much he disliked Drake. But Metro remained quiet about the origins of his bad blood with Drake. And Thug's leaked jail calls cleared a lot of that up about what led to Metro's fallout with Drake. Back in 2022, Metro was mourning the death of his mother, who was murdered by her husband. At the same time, Drake was apparently disrespectful about the murder, demanding Metro Boomin make music for him while he was grieving his mom. And Thug felt that Drake was stupid for the way he handled the whole thing. Quote, "Drake's so stupid, he probably just sent some stupid condolences. You're using the fact that you're Drake as a weapon now." And not gonna lie, if that's true, it really is disrespectful. I don't even blame Metro. These leaked phone calls also led to Young Thug sabotaging his own relationship with Mariah the Scientist. Thug and Mariah have been in a relationship since 2021, and she held him down during the entire time in jail. But in some of those leaked phone calls, Thug clearly brags about cheating on her with a corrections officer while locked up. Quote, "Goddamn CO, give up the box quicker than a FedEx worker." Crazy. And then Thug tried to apologize once the call leaked. Quote, "My baby, I was wrong and I'm sorry for what I put you through. You deserve better from me. Thank you for everything and I will do anything to make this work. You showed me what love is and I hope I haven't lost you forever. Everybody leave her out of this, please. She's an innocent girl and feels bad about all of this. Please give her peace." But it clearly wasn't enough because the next day, Thug confirmed Mariah had closed the door on their 4-year relationship. Quote, "Chapter ended." It really seemed like Young Thug's entire life was falling apart and that someone was leaking these calls to humiliate him.
So he dropped the song, "Man, I Miss My Dogs," and he is talking about everybody that we've heard these jail calls.
So Thug decided to fire back, and there could be huge consequences for how he decided to do it. On September 5th of 2025, Thug seemingly leaked a new music video called "Closing Arguments." The song features him going at damn near everybody, including Gunna and anybody else he thinks snitched on him. Quote, "Gunna a rat, Yak a rat, Slug a rat, Woody rat, that Obama, he's still mad about baby mama." And for the record, there actually is someone named YSL Obama, aka Antonio Sumlin, who took a plea deal during the RICO case. Thug isn't literally saying President Obama, but he might be the type to say something like that. That's a combo for another day. Closing Arguments racked up millions of views and got huge praise from Thug's fans, with some even saying that it was a return to form. But Thug choosing to stand on business came with the huge legal risk, and it could backfire on him majorly. Remember when I mentioned that Thug could have his probation revoked by promoting gang culture? Well, the definition of what that actually means is up to a judge's interpretation. By accusing YSL affiliates of being rats, Young Thug is walking a very, very dangerous line. And from the way Closing Arguments was released, it sounds like Thug realizes that. The upload that hit YouTube is called a leak, and the song is technically unofficial, even though it has a music video. It looks like Young Thug is trying to address the rumors swirling around his reputation and dodge prison time simultaneously. But this might be exactly what the police want. Some fans think that the suspiciously leaked jail calls are the work of Georgia prosecutors who feel humiliated by how badly the YSL trial turned out. And in order to get their revenge, they're trying to destroy Thug's reputation in the streets and force him to crash out. After all, it's super shady that these leaked calls are being timed to come out day by day. It's almost as if someone's trying to psychologically manipulate Young Thug into violating his probation. Thug himself addressed the situation during a sit-down on the Perspectives with Big Bang podcast. On this pod, Thug claims he has zero idea about who is actually doing the leaking.
Who you think putting that up? I don't know. You know, I be looking at it like some of the niggas that's like mad that I'm pushing grown man business. I'm pushing. We ain't telling nobody. We ain't no rats. We ain't doing it. it might be stemming from that.
But most importantly, Young Thug reflected on his relationship with Gunna and how complicated things are between them.
Bro, I don't got my friends, bro. I'm just fucked up, bro. I'm fucked up, bro. The nigga who I be with every day, I don't got him no more, bro. I'm fucked up, bro.
Thug further addressed the controversy with an apologetic new song called Man, I Miss My Dogs, where he offered apologies to Mariah the Scientist, Drake, Future, and 21 Savage. But will it be enough to win his allies back? Thug was supposed to have the ultimate comeback story, but right now his reputation is in tatters. And whoever is leaking these phone calls really might have more dirt against him. Is it enough to take down Young Thug permanently, or does he still have one last chance to change the narrative? Only time will tell, so stay tuned.